Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In the studio with me for this segment, I have Cal Winslow. He is CEO for Rancho Damasita's Family Services in Temecula. Thank you for joining me today, Cal.
Well, thank you, Steve. We appreciate being here.
Now, first of all, before we get started, tell us, what is Rancho Damasita's?
Rancho Damasita's was created about 35 years ago by a group of people that wanted to do some more to help the foster families. And they found out that there was a shortage of care here in Temecula, which was still a small town, hadn't even been become incorporated. And they decided to start with building a home. It was actually a home for girls. And that's where the name Rancho Damasita's came from. But eventually they had six homes and purchased a property out in wine country in Temecula. And it became a home for boys and girls on a 12.5 acre campus. And for many, many years, that's what our mission was, is the foster youth.
Okay, so that was foster care, but you've moved on and you've evolved from that since then.
And just in the last year, we started to look at some of the other needs that are out there, and are we really making the difference in the lives of youth that we used to? I mean, we were obviously created because we wanted to make a difference. We want successful, productive adults to come out of the youth. And with some of the reforms and things that were taking place, we looked at it and we decided, you know what, there's a population out there that nobody's talking about. Nobody's admitting that they're there and nobody's doing anything about it. And that is the increasing population of moms and babies that are living in cars and becoming part of the homeless population that people don't even want to talk about.
Now tell us about that, the homeless population, and the way that you've seen things increase. You've been with Rancho Damasita's for quite a long time, and you've seen the number of homeless people increase. Tell us about that.
Well, the populations have changed considerably, and societally things have changed. As the numbers of homeless have grown, I think that there is a stereotype of homeless must be those older guys that they see standing on the street corner. And sometimes they don't realize that there's a huge underground population of moms and babies and families. One of the largest growth areas in the homeless really is those families that are living in cars across America.
Now, what is Empowerment Village? That's one of your programs.
Empowerment Village is what we created on that 12.5 acre campus that used to be a campus for foster children. And we have it there now for the moms and babies. We will let the moms and families stay there for up to 2 years, not just a two-week stay or a shelter. When they say they want to come to us, we tell them, you got to understand that this is not a shelter. This is a program. And we have the program works with them on, we call them our five values. And that's faith, family, friends, finances, and fitness. And we have accountability meetings once a week with them. They're all going to work. They have to work to be a part of it and start to budget their finances. And it's a program that's going to make a generational change. If we can help the strong moms raise strong kids that don't become part of the foster care system, we really have made a difference.
Now, you say they have to have jobs to participate in this program. Do you help them get jobs?
Oh, absolutely. No, absolutely. In fact, we had one young lady that came, one of our first ones, that she had a job in a little town that was a few miles away from us, and we ended up, we're family. There's not many of us left there to run the program, but we're family. And so at 6 o'clock in the morning, we were making sure that she ended up at a job that she had. Since that time, she now has chosen a new job closer, has purchased a car. Her son has got smiles on his face. And that's the kind of thing that can happen if we show them success and bring them back to the excitement of the fact that they don't have to spend the rest of their life in a car or in a tent.
Okay, now let's digress a little bit. You talked about foster care. You started off in foster care. Now, why did you get away from foster care?
Well, we found that as some of the reforms and some of the changes were taking place, that we didn't have the same ability to make the difference. The kids weren't with us long enough. We had a foster care. We had a home parent model at Rancho Domasitos, where we had home parents with the kids. But when they started moving the kids around, we didn't have them for 5 years or whatever until they. We have a lot of kids that have graduated from high school. Some of them graduated from college. We're real proud of that. But the system wasn't fit for that anymore with some of the changes that they've made. And at the same time, as we looked at the inability to make the difference in their lives, we saw there was a whole group out there that really needs attention, and that's the moms and babies.
What are the requirements to get into your program?
They have to want to be there. They have to promise that they will participate in those things. And you know, we get no state funding for this, which is really a tragedy. And my hope is that around the country, people are going to start to recognize that more of these kinds of programs need to be done. But we raise all the funding for our program, but we just want them to know that this is not a place just to live. It's a place to grow. And if you come with us, we'll let you stay here even a couple of years if that's what it takes for you to stay with us. But you have to have a job. You have to be participating in the growth process. We're finding that people said, where are you going to find those kinds of people that are going to come to you and say that they're going to participate in that? We're full. We have four homes out there that have two families per home. And we're finding that we thought it would work. We know it'll work now, and we're seeing it.
Great. Now, what is your selection process for that? How does one go about getting into your program?
When they apply to us, and we're hearing from young women across the, not just here, you know, people don't understand that when you get somebody in that program, that they may have been in seven different cities in Riverside County, or they may have come out of San Diego County and ended up here. So if they're homeless, they're all over the place. But they apply to us, and we interview them, and we're really careful to make sure that they don't just want the comfort. You know, some of them are exhausted. They need just a place to stay. But unless they're willing to find a place to work, we don't think there can be a lasting problem. We can't give just shelter. Right. And that's why it's making a difference.
Now, what are some of the other programs that you offer?
Well, we have a program for a scholarship for former foster youth. And that program is pretty exciting, too, because we haven't given up on foster youth for sure. We know that the deal breaker on many of the foster youth is if you want to keep them out of going back into the foster care system, give them a chance to succeed, and education is the greatest deal breaker out there. And so we have scholarships for former foster youth. We have a program called the Honor Home, which is for emancipated foster youth, young people that have emancipated out of the foster care system. And they are willing to work and to go to college. So we have housing there for them, and we have the Honor Home, which Lennar and builders from all over the Inland Empire participated in building a home called the Honor Home. So when these young people are doing well, they prove that they're not we have one young man that's working at Pechanga, and he's going to school, and we're so proud of him. And we have others that are trying to get to that level, but when they do that, we honor them, and this home is a beautiful place for them to grow and be successful as well. So we really have changed our direction to a certain extent, but our roots are still there with the foster kids, and the majority of them somehow, even some of the homeless mothers certainly have got a foster care background.
How is your program different or unique from other programs?
Well, I don't even know of another program like ours around. Okay. I don't know of many programs that have enough of a conviction as a group that we would say, if there's no state funding for it, we're still going to do it. somehow we're going to do it. We're going to raise the money because this is what we need to do. And so we have a commitment and a donor base that has agreed with us that we need to do what's right and not be just worrying about whether the state's going to try to pay for it. And our history is just such that our commitment has been not just something that we think we'll do. We've been around for 35 years.
How will this make a difference with our homeless population?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's like I said earlier that, if these mothers are healthy, they're going to raise healthy kids. They're going to get them out of the backseat of the car. They're going to have a job. They're going to have a family that can be successful. And, we tell the moms that just because you may leave in a couple of years, we want you to know we are your family. We want you to know that we will be there in an aftercare process to make sure that they kind of get over it and get over the tough spots. And we've seen that already with some of them that have just come with us in the first 6 months of this program. They are going to be our family forever.
You say that Rancho Domicilios is more than just a place to live. What is the more than that?
Well, the more than that is it's a place to grow. And they grow because they participate in those values that we talked about earlier. And those values are that, when it comes to faith, we aren't telling you what to believe, but we're telling you need to believe in each other. You need to believe in yourselves. We talk to them about families, and we have to let them know that sometimes you got a raw deal in life, and maybe your family's not the best family and for you to be counting on because they've got struggles. So find family. They may be friends. They may be somebody you meet in a church, but family can be made up, not just biological. Friends sometimes can get you in trouble, so make sure you choose the right friends. Finances, we have a financial planning, financial literacy program that we work with them, and we sit down once a week and we go through all of those different areas to make sure. So, and fitness is extremely important too. So many of them have just never been around a healthy living style.
Okay, now tell us about one of your typical residents. Do you have any success stories?
Oh, yeah. Well, with the young lady that I mentioned earlier, who had come to us and was working in a hospital, and we helped her stay with that job even when she wanted to quit and she didn't have a car. We made sure that she got the experience of being successful in that job, and now she's moved to closer hospital in Temecula. She's purchased a car. She came to me one day and she said, you know what, I got my own insurance. And, with a smile on her face because she was so proud of the fact that she's got a place to live, she's got a place to grow, she's got a job, and we're just hopeful that as she continues to grow, she will be successful. And in a short period of time, she'll move out and be a successful, productive adult.
I can imagine that it could be hard for someone that's been homeless for many years to get into the lifestyle of having to go to work each and every day.
Sometimes it's a matter of just acting it out. I talked to a young man that, not a young man, but a man that I knew a few years ago that had struggled with homeless, and somebody got him at the right time and said, you know what? You may not have a job because of the lifestyle you've lived and everything else, but maybe you need to just get used to it. You got to get job ready. He didn't need training necessarily. He needed to get job ready. So he started going down to a donut shop at 6 o'clock in the morning, and he put in 8 hours, and that the man that owned the donut shop let him stay around for 8 hours a day like it was a job. After a while, he did go to work. So sometimes it's you have to do all kinds of things, and they have to be ready. We have to be wise enough to help them out. But what I'm concerned about is there are just too many people that are walking away and saying, well, we got this terrible problem. Well, what are we going to do about it? And our answer is that we can make a difference in the lives of moms. If those moms are strong, they're going to raise strong kids. Their kids aren't going to end up in the foster care system. And hopefully, they're going to make a difference in this world.
Okay, how can the general public help?
You know what? We need all the help we can get. I mean, like I said, we need financial assistance. We need people that will step up and say, you know, that makes sense. We aren't doing anything for that population. And we need other programs like this. I'm not telling, we don't need to run them, but people need to understand and the problem that's out there and be committed about to do something about it. So we certainly need that. And you know, anything that people can do to help, we'll find a place for them to participate because the numbers are huge and we're only dealing with a few of them, but they're not just in Temecula. They are all over this country.
Right. So how can people donate?
You can donate by just sending to Rancho Domicitas. We're on a website.
Okay, give us that website.
Yeah, forkidsfirst.org, and we're located in Temecula, but our clients are coming from all over the place.
Okay, if there's one last thing you could add to sum it all up, what would you like the general public to know about Rancho Domicitas?
Thing I would like them to know is that we are a program that really is committed because we got heart. We know what needs to be done, and we have decided that we would give up a 35-year tradition in a needed area. There's no question about that. But because we really have a burden to do something with this population of young moms that are bringing up children that are going to be in the same situation they are unless we help them break that cycle.
Cal Winslow, CEO of Rancho Domicitas Family Services in Temecula, helping homeless women and children get off the streets and lead productive lives. Thank you once again for joining me today, Cal. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.